It's a history going back 50, 60 years. It was an airfield set up as, in two senses, set up as a decoy facility during the time of war to entice German bombers away from industrial sites, namely de Havilland aircraft at Hatfield, and also set up as a training facility, which eventually outgrew the need to have a decoy facility.
Let's just talk about this idea of a decoy. Mm. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but just describe for us how that worked exactly.
Well, there's a bit of a paradox here, because a decoy facility was designed to attract bombers, enemy aircraft, away from, as I mentioned, industrial areas, but also local communities. But a decoy facility was primarily a piece of land set aside, landscaped, where in this sense, a decoy factory could actually be constructed out of canvas and tent-type material by movie set people. So it was actually produced by people who had experience in making movies in the 30s and the 40s. The facility at Pansang contained full-size aeroplanes made of canvas and string, etc., which could be wheeled around the facility, but to all intents looked absolutely perfect from the air. So you had a working, as best it could, factory with smoke from chimneys, lighting, and these were turned on at specific times. So in periods of blackout, for instance, lights could be turned on and bombers could be attracted to this area rather than, obviously, the targets of which had to be secured.
Now, of course, we're talking many years ago. Times have changed, and we've now got communities that are living all the way around. I mean, effectively, right now, in your home, we are on the aerodrome, aren't we? You could say it potentially saved a lot of lives, but is that something that the general public knows? Let's talk about kids, for example. Do they understand what this place used to be?
I would have to say no. They see it as an airfield. I mean, not just children. I'd say adults who moved into the area will not be familiar, other than this is an airfield, which in some senses people complain about the noise, but I don't think they understand the heritage.
There certainly is an appreciation, though, for the airfield, isn't there? Because it's a real community hub. I understand that there's individuals, groups, organisations, all sorts involved somehow getting something out of the airfield.
Certainly from the point of view of education, we look at the airfield supporting the local schools, the local air training corps, the local scouts, significantly the University of Hertfordshire, where a number of students are here for engineering training, for flying training. Certainly local schools with very young children get a good opportunity to meet at the airfield and see how an aircraft works, see how other things function. And for them, I think there's no other opportunity for them to see these things in action.
And speaking about no other opportunity, this very opportunity is potentially under threat.
That's correct. Well, the airfield's currently operational and it's probably one third of its former size. The proposals at the moment to remove the rest of the available land so the airfield will cease to be. And the plans are to establish it with affordable housing, maybe a site for travellers, etc., as well as other sort of properties with the shops, etc., which would need to come with it. But then the other problems will be logistics, surely, of the amount of people they're planning. We're talking of maybe 700 homes on this relatively small site. Can the rest of the community cope with all this and the loss of the facilities, as mentioned earlier?
So you talk about, can the area cope with this area being developed? Can you cope with this piece of history being lost forever? And how true would it be to say that a piece of Britain's history is being lost, not necessarily Pansang's, not necessarily Hertfordshire's, but the whole of the UK really can give thanks to an area like this?
Oh, absolutely right, yes. And I think the unfortunate thing is that in the whole of Hertfordshire, which used to have a number of extremely important links to the aviation industry, and I can mention de Havilland aircraft, I can mention Handley Page aircraft, large employers as well of the community of engineers and all the other people that are associated with the aircraft industry. And the loss of this is tragic. I mean, in Hertfordshire, at the moment, there are two licensed airfields remaining, Elstree and Pansang. With the potential loss of Pansang, that's, you know, another mark against the aviation heritage of Hertfordshire.